Namaste. Welcome, beloveds. It's wonderful to be here with you, to be in presence, to be together here now with the opportunity to share in the presence of love and awareness. It's with this that I not acknowledge each and every one of you. With this acknowledgement, I'd like us all to take a moment first to be present to the awareness that is ourself and to the life that is our one self. So let's begin with taking a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. Just allow yourself to breathe deeply this way three times. Three deep full breaths. And as you breathe, feel yourself connecting with your breath, with the space of life, energy that is here now within you and around you. Feel yourself centered and present as awareness. As this presence, you are open. You are the boundless self in which all life is connected. Take another deep breath in as you feel yourself centering deep into your inner space. Connect with this inner presence that is stillness, that is silence, that is all openness. Take another deep breath in as you feel yourself centered. And as you breathe in, feel the expanse that is life, that is yourself, connected with all things. Feel the energy that is life flowing within you, through you, and all around you. Take another deep breath in as you feel the vibration, the energy of life that is here. And acknowledge this moment that you are centered and present here now. Affirm to yourself gently, I am here. Take a deep breath in, feeling your body calm and relaxed, centered within this space of awareness, centered and connected with all of life. As you acknowledge this now, give thanks for this moment, the opportunity to be present, to share in connected awareness. And with this thanksgiving, take a deep breath into your body and gently stretch. Feel yourself remaining centered and open as you gently stretch. and open your eyes, or you may choose to keep your eyes closed as we continue to hold the space of conscious presence and to share the awareness of our connectedness with all life. So, beloveds, you may have noticed, even just in this very small introduction where we are centering together, a deeper connection or a deeper sense of awareness of connectedness with all of life. So even though we may simply have a very brief moment of connecting, we can gain a lot already from this. Perhaps you have become more aware of the sounds around you. Perhaps you can even hear the sounds coming through our microphone. Currently, we're in a beautiful space surrounded by trees and native birds and insects whirring and buzzing and calling. So we're very much surrounded by this song of all life around us. And this evening, it's our opportunity to really acknowledge this in a way that perhaps awakens a deeper connectedness for all of us. Because essentially, this is what we are in every single moment. You know, we most often, or most of humanity, thinks of our environment is something outside of us, and of course usually that would be our reference, that we think of ourselves as this me, this person, this individual, and the environment is something in which we live, or it's something that surrounds us, when actually really the environment is an extension of ourself. The environment is actually our collective self. It's not something separate from us. It's not something we enter into or move away from. We are constantly, in every single moment, a part of this living fabric. Why is it we feel so disconnected from that, or we don't notice it so distinctly in our life? Well, essentially because of our loss of connectedness with our own inner being, our own inner center. What has that got to do with our relationship with the environment? It's got everything to do with our relationship with the environment. Why? Because our innermost being is the essence itself of life. We could call that our soul, or we could call that our spirit, or the true self, or our God being. We could give it any number of names. But if we really consider its nature, we come back to the recognition that it is essence, life essence. And this life essence has within it all of the qualities of existence, the qualities of our true self, connectedness, sacredness, and in particular harmony. So it's when we are connected with our innermost being that we are connected with our true nature, which is harmonious. Without this connection to our soul, we lose sight of the natural order of ourself as the collective. And we can just think of this for this evening as Earth. Our whole planet is actually our very one self, our collective self. And this collective self is a living expression of profound organized intelligence, displaying a natural order, displaying a natural harmony. And it's when we're in connection with our soul, our innermost being, that we feel and understand that most innate harmony that runs through our own being and through all of nature. So when we lose connection with that to any degree, we lose connection with our conscious recognition of this harmony that runs through everything. We lose connection with our understanding of the workings of our self in relation with the greater collective. So, as I've commented earlier through this series of conscious forums, everything that we experience as a sense of conflict or disharmony all spirals out of a disconnection with our true nature, our innermost self. So long as we, in our own being, do not feel that deepest connection, a sense of oneness with our true nature, the essence of life and the essence of all of life, then we project that sense of separation or disconnection onto every other experience we have. We see everything through the layers of disconnection that we've identified with. So what we're witnessing on the planet now is actually an accumulation of this disorder, so to speak, a sense of disorder that arises from our disconnection from nature's true order. We're witnessing wanton exploitation of the planet, a disregard for the power and intelligence of nature itself. Humanity has taken on this role, assuming itself to be some kind of master and commandeer of the planet, as if we have the answers ourselves to solve the imbalances that we have created. And how we have created that comes right back to that very simple fundamental disconnection from our inner being. So if we look back through history, we will see some wonderful examples that give us contrast, a contrasting insight into our relationship as this microcosm, our sense of an individual self in relationship with our collective self, Earth, all beings, nature, let alone each other. For example, we can look at historically indigenous cultures. And we know that common to all indigenous cultures was a thread of reverence in sacred connection to spirit. That ran through every indigenous culture. It's where all the wisdom came from. It came from upholding that connection from one's innermost being and in relationship to the collective. And none of us need to have a degree of any sort to recognize that common factor amongst all indigenous cultures. The very basis of indigenous culture is about that collective relationship, and we hear it in the voice of the elders and in the stories and the dreaming of indigenous people, this recognition that we are the trees, we are the rocks, we are the stars, the earth, the sun. These are all our brothers and sisters and aunties and uncles. We're a collective family, and we cannot separate ourselves from any branch of creation. In contrast to that, if we look at or consider the moment that connection was lost or we began to disregard it, we see a profound shift from a balance with nature, where we lived in harmony with nature, and our indigenous ancestors lived for thousands of years in balance, in harmony with nature, without disturbing the environment at all. So our shift into, let's call it westernized culture for want of a better term, means we began to move away from that natural order and substitute our sense of security and connection with the idea of things outside of ourselves. So as long as we look for the answers outside of ourselves, we continue to follow that same trail of energy by externalizing our sense of relationship to life and by holding it in this perception of separation. We close ourselves off from not only our most natural state, our most natural harmonized state, but also from the wisdom that is actually inside all of us, the wisdom that we are looking for now on the planet to regain a state of harmony and balance again. So to sum it up, that means really the solution for all of us is to come back to our innermost center. And as we do, as we awaken to our innermost being, our true nature, we awaken to the realization of oneness. Why is that so vital? Because until we ourselves acquire that experience again, a taste of that oneness where we feel it, we sense it and we know it ourselves, until then we don't actually own that connection emotionally. If we don't own a connection emotionally, if we don't have our own personal experience of that emotional connection, we continue to live with disregard. We don't see it as something that is immediately our own responsibility or something that is actually impacting on our own self, let alone everyone else. That is the key to the shift on the planet. And this is why I have commented on several occasions that this whole journey of so-called awakening or the quest of enlightenment is really not a quest for enlightenment itself. And there's a misnomer about this in the spiritual community. Many, many people are still seeking this thing called enlightenment or self-realization to acquire that experience itself. It's like that's the goal, to get the experience of enlightenment. Actually, the real purpose of acquiring that enlightened state is to embody a realization of oneness again, to regain a state of harmony and wholeness again. And to what ends does that really serve us here as a human race? Really, for what purpose is that as a human experience? That purpose is to reconnect us with our collective self. That purpose is to set in motion again a sacred balance between ourself and the rest of life. Now, in particular, this is so critical to our Western culture. Our Western culture is profoundly lacking a sense of sacred relationship with life. So as we set about that quest ourselves for awakening, really it's because what comes out of that is a blessing for all of life. What comes out of that is our capacity to once again live from a conscious place. If we live from that conscious place in a state of oneness, we can't but live in a state of sacredness. We can't but live in a state where we respect every living thing and where we give ourselves in every way for the betterment of the whole, rather than for the gratification of our individual self. So I feel this is a very important consideration for our spiritual community, the consideration that actually now is a time to reassess and to reprioritize what our life is about. And perhaps to put an exclamation mark on the whole thing, we can consider some very recent current events. Particularly here in Australia, we have all been witness to some extraordinary natural disasters, a slate of natural disasters. We all know the extent to which these natural disasters have impacted on our population, just here in Australia alone. Unfortunately, I don't have the statistical figures at hand, but it was brought to my attention not so long ago that the last 12 months has presented the highest number ever on record of natural disasters globally. In the last 12 months, we have encountered on this planet the highest number of natural disasters on record. That is a really big exclamation mark. It's something for us to really stand up and pay attention to. All of the talk about climate change, the debates around it, are actually really not even there for debate. With eyes to see, it is obvious we are undergoing an escalating change in our environment on Earth now, right now, in this time. This is why I am so passionate about the cause of awakening. I see this as actually our collective cause and purpose. That actually, if we all look into our soul and into our heart, if we all feel into the place that deeply desires a sense of peace and freedom, we will recognize that that sense of peace and freedom is not about some isolated little bubble of our own existence. It's about a vision where we see a vibrant earth, where we see ourselves, our family, our communities, all creatures nourished, nurtured, honored, respected, in a way that we live in sacred balance. That is what our journey of awakening is about. So how do we, as individuals, take a step forward? It's very natural as individuals to feel a sense of overwhelm, to feel perhaps somewhat incapable of responding in any significant way. When we consider the extent of imbalance that is occurring and is going to continue to occur because of choices collectively we have made as a human race, because we have ignored warning signs. What is it we can do as individuals? Well, it comes back to the central point within this sharing this evening, which is to come back to our innermost center. It is my deepest vision and prayer, if you like, to see as many people as possible understanding this link. That actually, as you create the space in your life to prioritize a relationship with your innermost being, to prioritize a space that cultivates that connectedness in your life, means you are actually making a difference. By honoring this, by prioritizing this, you bring forward a change of consciousness on the planet. And that change of consciousness, as I mentioned earlier, revolves around your direct experience. It does not revolve around concepts. And that experience is about a vibration. It's not about the thinking of it. It's not about the debating of it. It's not about public forums and talk fests. It's about an inner exploration. As you take on that inner exploration, you begin to connect with a very different vibration of your being. It's in that different vibration, a deeper place of vibration, that you can actually feel the vibration of the trees, the birds, the blades of grass, that you can see the light that flows between yourself, your aura, and the aura of the trees and of every creature. As you feel this vibration, as you see these vibrations, you gain a profoundly emotional-based connection. You then become a true emissary of awakening. Through that connection, you walk the beauty way. You walk gently upon earth. You greet every creature with love, with respect. You take care of every one of your actions. You become aware of the cause and effect of every one of your thoughts, every motion that you make. You begin to see how every single thought you have, every single action you take, it ripples out and touches the whole. Once it has rippled out, you cannot change it. Acknowledge then how much power is within your innermost seat of consciousness, the place that is stillness, the place that is silence, the place where you can move from with consciousness that does not give birth to any regret, but gives birth to love, to beauty, and to harmony in every moment. I'm going to invite us into a space now where we take this moment to connect with our innermost being. And as we deepen in this connection, we deepen in openness. And in this openness is the opportunity to simply be present to the flow of energy that is you, that is all of life, flowing in you and through you. as this energy, you are present to environment. It's not even the environment, something that might be seen as separate from you, or our environment, something we supposedly own, but something that we actually simply are. So again, begin with connecting with your breath. Take 3 deep full breaths. Feel your attention resting into your breath. As you rest into your breath, feel the rise and fall, the flow of breath. As you feel the flow of breath, feel its energy. Attune to the energy that is within you, deep in your innermost being. This presence is an energy that is endless. As you rest in and in, you merge with that which is purely being. This self that is always here, this self in which all things abide. The body is simply present within this pureness of being. All events are simply coming and going. All of life is here within this same pure beingness. As this presence, you are life that is energy. Within and without. As this presence, there is no boundary. There is only an ever-flowing field of energy. Feel the flow of this energy from your innermost being. Feel it circulating through your form, through your aura, the space that surrounds the body and the aura, the floor. The space you are in, your family, perhaps in the same house, friends, neighbors, nearby. The grass, the trees, the earth, the air, the clouds, the insects, the birds, all creatures, the rivers, the oceans. Feel the continuum of all life, that here now you are this collective life that is one, vibrating, a tapestry, every thread intimately connected, every particle, every molecule connected and vibrating as pure being, the energy that is one life. Take a deep breath in as you feel this flow of energy, this interconnectedness of all life. As you acknowledge the field of energy that is you, this one self, this one life, take a moment to also acknowledge the beauty of the unique patterns that are life, that make up all the diverse expressions of life, that here there is a perfect order and harmony, everything perfectly placed, perfectly in purpose. Everything a perfect part of the whole. As you acknowledge the beauty of these patterns, feel the harmony, the order that is inherently here in the natural patterns of creation. Feel the beauty, the harmony of yourself, your cells all working in perfect order together for the experience of this life that you are here now. The perfect order of the currents of wind, the beating of every insect wing, the tides that rise and fall on the oceans, the rising of the sun, the setting of the sun. Feel your deep conscious connection with the harmony of all of life. As you feel this, acknowledge how deeply your soul recognizes and knows this harmony. Your soul contains this inherent wisdom, this blueprint of conscious intelligence, this knowing of interrelated living, this knowing of connectedness with all things. Take a deep breath into your heart center as you recognize the power of this harmony within your soul, within the soul of all things, as you breathe in deeply, recognize this harmony is the life force of one soul. Truly, there is only one. Take a moment to acknowledge the experience that is here, that is you. Take a moment to feel and hear the response of your soul. As you feel this and acknowledge this experience that is always here within you, within this presence of one life, take another deep breath into your innermost center and affirm, yes, I am this. Yes. This one life. Feel the energy that is alive and flowing through you, that is awoken as you regain this deep inner connection and this connectedness with oneness, the oneness of all life. Feel the energy flowing through your cells, that this is an energy of harmony and sacredness. Feel how it nourishes every part of your being, empowers your very being, harmonizes your very being. Again, recognize this. Take a deep breath into your body. Feel the power of this harmony that is here now. As you feel the power of this harmony now, extend your awareness of this to all of life. Feel this power awoken in everyone, in everything. Feel this power flowing through with new life force, bringing balance, healing, and wellness to all people and all things. As you feel this, witness and recognize the beauty and the perfection of ourself as environment, ourself as one life, one planet, one sacred, living planet of harmony. With this vision now, take a deep breath into your heart center, giving thanks for the gift of presence and the opportunity to embrace the true nature of self, to breathe in the presence of oneness. With this thanksgiving, take a deep breath into your body now. Gently stretch and open your eyes. So, beloveds, this is a small example of how each of us really can make a difference, that we collectively create a stronger sense of balance as we bring ourselves into this connection consciously with ourselves. And even more so as we join together with this common vision and we share this state of presence together, we are able to empower this state of connected energy more deeply. I'd like to open this space to any questions that you may have or anything you would like to share as we consider this evening environment.
Asara, could you please comment on the apparent cruelty of nature, e.g. the food chain, animals eating each other?
Well, look, that's a really interesting inquiry because it comes back to the sense of conflict we experience in human perception, which is based in duality. The ego, the human experience, sees life as something that is actually inherently split, good versus bad, right versus wrong, positive versus negative. Of course, we can't have an experience without the appearance of those contrasts. However, in the true nature of existence itself, those contrasts are actually born of the same being. So really there is no inherent actual split. There is no inherent actual opposite. Nature, existence, simply is a play of different energies. What appears as form, the coming and going of form, actually flows around that dynamic of what looks like opposites. Something is born and something dies. So this thing perceived of as cruelty in nature is nothing more than this dynamic, this natural dynamic of existence, the rise and fall, the coming and going, the organizing and the reorganizing of various life forms, because no single life form remains the same forever. All life form as particles that are vibrating are continually changing. So that's just part of the natural cycles, natural order of existence. We're part of that cycle, you know. We're constantly consuming something and being consumed ourselves as well. I've certainly commented on many occasions before that life is indeed consumer, consumed, consuming. This is the universe. So it's really nothing more than a manifestation of the universe. Constant transformation. So if we're at peace with that, we don't actually see any longer a sense of cruelty within nature. We see that everything goes through its cycles and that there is a natural order within that as well. So thank you for raising that this evening. I'm just going to repeat in essence the question, which is, how do you or we collectively come to peace with what we are bearing witness to, that we are observing a great amount of suffering on the planet because of climate change and the consequences born of our ignorant actions, such as our brothers and sisters in Africa experiencing extreme drought, incapable of nourishing themselves or their livestock. This is one very small example of the extent of what really is unfolding on the planet. Indeed, it does evoke great emotion. There is an enormous amount of grief that is awakening on the planet now. And that is actually the beginning of awakening to really our interconnectedness with everything. So first of all, I want to ask you all to be aware that that is natural. It is meant to be there. It is a part of our collective process of awakening. You're not meant to actually rid yourself of that grief. It is playing a role. Second of all, as we allow that grief to be present in the experience, in the process of awakening together and taking on more conscious actions together, so that we regain harmony rather than, you know, creating these profound disasters that are happening for so many people. As we take on that journey, it's important to be able to also move out through the scale of what we are into our soul self, the part of us that is eternal life and therefore a part of a cosmic plan, not just these few little moments that we know on the planet right here, right now, but that we recognize the cosmos goes through cycles. And although we cannot in such a short space even begin to really explore how or why that all means, it's important we understand there are things we just cannot answer as a human race. It is part of a cosmic cycle that we're also going through. And, you know, the irony for us as human beings, as we try to comprehend that or reconcile our sense of conflict with that, is that we happen to be, you know, the ones that are creating, in a sense, this passage of imbalance. But is it really us, or is it the universe which is manifesting as us at this time in this way on this planet? So we need to be able to find a balance between that cosmic scale of understanding and the microcosmic scale of understanding. We're going through a process to understand ourselves as energy, understand ourselves as the cause and effect within that play of energies. And so we're going to simply go through the journey, which will be evoking grief and anger and frustration and a sense of disillusionment, as well as an awakening of passion to live more consciously, to recreate ourselves in a more conscious way. And that is really the most important central goal for us as individuals, is to connect with that passion, that this isn't about gloom and doom. Yes, there is going to be grief. Yes, it is going to be difficult for many to bear witness, let alone to actually be the one experiencing those tragedies. But it's important we can move through this time on the planet with our conscious center, knowing that we ourselves can play a role and extend a deeper conscious presence, one of compassion, one of connectedness, one of an inspiration to bring forward a new approach on this planet. And that's why I was commenting earlier, really all of these things happening are a sign for us to collectively reprioritize And that means, you know, many of us are going to go through what we think is hardship. You know, maybe we're not going to earn as much money. Maybe we're not going to have as many comforts. Well, we actually don't need those things for the sake of the balance of the whole. And it's a very long process. So hopefully, beloved, you understand what I'm conveying here. There are many layers to this. It's quite complex. And I certainly intend for us to have more forum and more sharing around this particular topic or process we're going through together. Because as I commented earlier, really the purpose of awakening is for this, to bring greater consciousness and balance back to our relationship with our planet. So thank you, beloved. Actually, I might just revisit another point in relation to that last question. I think you, along with many other people, also are looking for perhaps a practical response. How do you deal with that feeling of grief and disillusionment as you watch brothers and sisters suffering around the world? The practice of compassion is, I feel, the most important tool, and that is for you to recognize the soul connection of those individuals who are going through that experience, that they as a soul are placed perfectly within this bigger picture of creation, that they're part of the instrument of life going through a process. At a relative level, that doesn't seem perfect. It doesn't even seem fair. Which is why I say it's so important to have that connection to the more universal level of awareness, that cosmic self. And compassion is actually the gateway for that. Because it's with compassion that we recognize our eternal nature. We recognize that all of these events we are experiencing are nothing more than footprints on the shore. They're about to be washed away by the waves of time, the waves of creation. So as we connect more deeply in ourselves with the power of compassion, it's not about pity. It's about a strength of reconnecting to our true nature and holding that space for people who may not at this time be able to be connected to that. So the people who are experiencing profound poverty and drought at this time, their minds are on survival. Their minds are on this immediate experience of their body. And probably for most of those individuals, there isn't the ability to feel that eternal nature of self and to rest in a space of peace despite the tragedy that may be occurring. We are graced with that opportunity just by the fact we even have a degree of awareness about our eternal self. We can put that to some practical use. And what I mean by practical in this instance is not necessarily about physical things you can touch. It is about an energy, and that is where our shift needs to come from on the planet. It is about the energy we live from and we extend into life and with each other. That's our most important practical step now, particularly as a spiritual seeker.
Me is says, I feel overwhelmed with the many ways that I continue to contribute to harming the environment because I operate in the regular social system, car, rubbish, etc. How does our energy make a difference at this level?
Your voice is certainly echoing the voice of virtually every spiritual journeyer, you know. Everyone who has some greater degree of awareness currently feels that same sense of overwhelm, that it as if we're stuck between a rock and a hard place, that we are part of this system and we are all still contributing in ways that are not really in harmony or sacred balance with our collective self, the planet and nature. So how does energy relate to that? The energy relates to it in that the more we strengthen that inner connected state, the more we strengthen our presence, being aligned in that place, the more we move from a different level of consciousness. It is this different level of consciousness that is the pioneer that will give birth to answers we do not yet know or see. Answers we are looking for are not going to come from what we know, what we have known, or what we have been. The answers we are looking for now are new in a completely different way. What we are moving towards is something we have not yet created or lived or known. Those practical answers and solutions come from that inner source of energy. So it is absolutely connected. Not only will that connection of energy lead you, perhaps yourself, to give birth to a new insight, it may lead you to be involved with other people who collectively bring in new insight, but it will also lead you to a place of deeper surrender and acceptance and realignment in your own life, perhaps to see in ways that you yourself can let go of things you thought you couldn't do without. You yourself can change your lifestyle in ways you never thought you would, but you will. And that's all going to emerge from this deeper place of energy that I speak of, and from you being more connected in that source of energy, because that energy is pure consciousness. It is pure wisdom, and it is the one that brings forward the renewal of all life. It is the one that reorganizes life into a state of regained harmony again. So thank you for asking that question, because it's really important that people do see and understand there is absolutely a direct and immediate connection between this energy that I keep speaking of and practical outcomes, practical changes in your life. I guess the important bridging point for you in all of this really is surrender and trust. Trust in the unknown, that we are entering a passage of unknown, and we have to be available to that first before we see that what we're hoping for really can be born.
Mia continues and says, it's quite painful to be awake and to stay awake whilst not yet having answers.
Yes, beloved. Hence why my last comment that this time requires, a profound letting into the space of surrender. Awakening is about that. You know, everything that wants to hold back from being fully awakened is about a resistance of the unknown. It's about that resistance to the mystery. It's about a resistance to losing control. Because to fully awaken, to fully enter this passage and to navigate these unknown waters we're entering, We have to lose our whole idea of what we are, our whole idea of what we need. And we have to let go of everything we've learned that is conditioned. And all of that is about control. So yes, it is painful, but I guess I'd like to remind you of one of my repeated little sayings. Pain is inevitable, suffering is optional. So, embrace the pain. It's a perfect part of this process. We are life in process. And now is the time to surrender to the unknown. I guess I'd like to share a little bit more on that note. I guess really this sums up the biggest challenge for humanity, because everything we are addicted to that is causing the imbalance is related to everything we've known, everything we've held on to as our identity, our sense of security, who we think we are, what we think we are, what we think we need, what we think are the answers. But this same momentum that means, you know, when we are confronted with something so painful, it means it's going to push up that same habit, the same notion that we have to find the answer, we have to find the solution. But as I've been saying, really, exactly the opposite is needed, which is also why it's so valuable and important at this time that we recognize the power and value in joining together collectively. Because the paradox is that actually this thing we think is the unknown really is the truest, most familiar thing to us all. But we can only feel that familiarity at the level of our soul. And by gathering together, by harmonizing together in our place of stillness where we connect with our inner being, we actually strengthen that vibration where we can surrender more readily rather than feeling so overcome by the fear of that unknown, and rather than feeling so isolated, we can recognize that actually it really is not a nothingness. It's not a something beyond us. It really is our true self. And once we overcome that boundary of our ego and our mind, we discover that surrender is not a letting go. It's not a jump that requires courage or to go beyond fear. It's a letting in to grace, to power, to peace, to freedom, to love, and to oneness. So, beloveds, I would like to ask us all now to take some moments to again acknowledge the oneness of life, this presence that we all are, this presence that is absolutely connected. And as we do so, to dedicate the energy, the strength that is in this state of aware connectedness, that we can dedicate this strength to all who at this time are not capable of perhaps connecting themselves with this awareness or feeling that there really is a harmony and a perfection and a strength underlying everything we are experiencing, and that there is a way for us to journey through this together. There is a way that is in harmony that will regain our sense of beauty and balance together on this planet. So let's take a few moments now to hold this space of awareness and connectedness for all people and for all of the creatures, for all of life that is undergoing a passage of great change. Just bring your awareness back to your innermost center, feeling its all-pervading presence, its all-pervading energy that is eternal life, oneness, peace, and infinite power. Feel the absolute connectedness of all things. And as we center in this presence, the vibration of love and peace is moving through all things, through all beings. That here now, this presence is an awakening in all beings. Here now, as this awakening, we are the presence of harmony. Let us feel that harmony flowing through all life. Take a deep breath in now as you acknowledge the living harmony that is all life, that is one life. Take another deep breath in as you give thanks for the blessing that is here, that is always here. And with this, we see the gift of harmony within all life. And so it is.